Toza Zokufa used to be a government meat inspector in South Africa. One day, while inspecting a slaughterhouse, he saw that a pig was not stunned properly before it was killed.
And the cry of that pig, it was like a little kid.
Zokufa says that experience made him stop and think. He saw animals being treated much better at slaughterhouses exporting meat to Europe. He decided he wanted to change the way meat was produced for South Africa.
And I knew that I couldn't do it in the position that I had at that time, because I was just flowing with the system.
So he joined an animal welfare group called Compassion in World Farming, which opposes large-scale, intensive livestock operations. Now he is the group's South Africa representative. Animal welfare groups are more numerous in Europe and the United States, but according to livestock expert Daniela Battaglia with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the ranks of activists like Zokufa are growing in developing countries.
As the consumption of products of the animal origin is increasing in countries like Brazil or Thailand or Indonesia, just to name a few, people are increasingly becoming more aware of how the food is produced, and they're increasingly asking for more values to be respected.
Values including respect for the environment and workers' rights, as well as animal welfare. These movements are sprouting up as food production methods begin to change rapidly in many developing countries. Meat consumption has grown sharply, along with rising prosperity. More meat is now produced in the developing world than in the high-income countries. But Chetana Mirle with the Humane Society International says when you think of where meat, milk, and eggs come from in the developing world, you may have the wrong idea.
You'll think of these villages and these chickens running around underfoot. But really, even in a country like India, 80% of egg production takes place in battery cages.
Battery cages are small wire pens typically used at large egg-producing facilities that animal welfare activists say barely give hens enough room to raise their wings. They are banned in the European Union, and the U.S. state of California is phasing them out. But their numbers are increasing as intensive livestock farms begin operations all over the developing world. Toza Zokufa with Compassion in World Farming says that's a mistake.
Instead of going the right way, they are doing what is being currently banned in other parts of the world.
Zokufa believes the better course would be towards small-scale farms that let animals roam free. He says they are better for the animals and the environment and provide more jobs as well. But a recent report by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization says there is no viable alternative to intensive livestock operations for feeding growing urban populations. Those farms simply produce more with fewer resources. But intensification does not have to be a bad thing, says the FAO's Daniela Battaglia.
You cannot necessarily have to choose between food security and taking care of the animals, but the two things can go hand in hand. Or even better, one can contribute to the other.
FAO is promoting simple, low-cost techniques, such as more humane livestock handling and slaughtering procedures. That could mean not only better conditions for the animals, but a better quality and more abundant supply of meat for the growing number of developing world consumers who are demanding it. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.